Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brady Quinn, former NFL quarterback himself, and I'm very interested to hear his opinion on the Tua Tagovailoa situation. But first, I have to ask you, even though it pains me, are you excited that your Notre Dame team might cost UM an ACC championship game appearance?
Might cost UM. I mean, look, I'll put it this way. They're in. I mean, they are basically in. They've got to beat UNC, obviously, this week. That'll be their truly last toughest challenge. But they are in, buddy. Unfortunately for UM, it's been a great year. I think it's a building block for the program. But better luck next year. I mean, I'm not sure what else to say. I mean, look, here's the deal.
I don't know if you understand. It's UNC, not NC State. Yeah.
You know, you guys wanted Notre Dame to join a conference, and so we did. And then now you have to reap the repercussions of that, right?
Like this. No, but you didn't have the guts to play us. Like, had you decided to play UM, it wouldn't be us based on, you know, wouldn't be our ACC championship not to play in based on what you guys do. We would have beat you on the football field and thusly been in the ACC championship game.
Really, you would have beat him on the football field. Like, that's how you.
You guys are Mike Norvell before Mike Norvell. I mean, you backed out on playing us before there was even a virus.
Wow. I mean, I love the notion that you think that's the case. and by the way, it's going to be a rough year for you next year when De'Ara King moves on, by the way. Good luck with how the rest of the program.
Who says he's moving on? How dare you? How dare you try to – he might stay. Borregales might stay. I think they're going to run it back, Quinn. How about that? And you're not going to be in our conference next year.
Kicker staying? Did you just really make a case for your kicker staying?
Do you have any idea?
You know you have a good college football program.
How dare you? Do you have any idea what it was like going from Bubba Baxa to Jose Borregales? Yes, I mentioned the kicker second after the quarterback.
This
How dare you?
This is not a good thing for the University of Miami. You've hit an all-time low at the infamous U, if you mention your kicker right after your quarterback as one of the players you're concerned about leaving for the draft.
I mean, this guy's feeling it, huh, Crowder? I mean, he is just – he's got that Notre Dame swagger.
This year he can talk trash, man. I can't lie. Notre Dame's playing ball, baby.
I mean, if I remember, though, wasn't Trevor Lawrence hurt when you guys beat Clemson? Wasn't Trevor Lawrence hurt?
We'll get to see him again. We'll get to see him again. But no, I want to know from Crowder, Hawk, because I want to know if Crowder appreciates the way they dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Like, it's kind of big boy ball. And, like, you know, the other kid's on scholarship, too, but you know, it's not quite the same. You know what I mean?
You are. Brady, I can't – bro, I wish I could talk trash, but I watched that Clemson game. I watched a couple Notre Dame games. Bro, y'all got a little squad this year. I don't know about your quarterback now. He ain't what y'all trying to amp him up to be, old book, but y'all got a squad.
Hey, don't pick on Ian now, all right? Ian is a tough kid. He can make the throws. What people don't realize is they've had to start over the past 2 years finding that number one guy. 2 years ago was Miles Boykin, got drafted by the Ravens, moved on. Last year was Chase Claypool. Not sure if you heard of that guy. He's doing okay in the NFL.
He's had a
and then
season,
this year they've been
that
kind of trying
good.
To figure out who that guy is. So,
I guess. Yeah. Well, anyway, you did a great job beating up on Clemson with the backup quarterback when their quarterback was out. But regardless,
like I said, they'll get another chance to see him in the ACC championship game. You'll be able to sit home and watch. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, it's just like Notre Dame to stick it to us. All right. All right. Listen, if you're that proud of beating a team with their backup quarterback, knock yourself out. Whatever makes you happy. I may have mentioned the kicker second, but you're ranting and raving about beating a team with their backup quarterback.
I mean, he's going to be a special backup quarterback, by the way. I'm letting you know now. He's going to be the first pick in the draft like 3 years from now. But I digress.
Right. Isn't that convenient right Florida, after you beat him? By the way, there's a convenient opinion.
Florida could end up ruining this entire season for Notre Dame. You realize that, right? I mean, Florida's the team that if they beat Bama, I think we can all agree, the College Football Playoff Committee is going to put Bama at that number four spot in that event. Even though they didn't win the conference, but that's their only loss. SEC champ goes in Florida. Bama goes in, probably Ohio State if they run the table, and then the ACC champ in this scenario. So Notre Dame still has to beat Clemson twice to really, truly assure themselves a spot in the playoff.
Yes.
The only thing I've seen, though, out of Florida's defense, though, I feel like Alabama could score 130 points.
And Kyle Trask is 131.
Maybe, score a good amount.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about what we brought you on. Brady Quinn is with us. So we watched, obviously, on Sunday, Tua Tagovailoa. He was only down 10 points in the fourth quarter. Two scores, got the entire quarter left, and they bench him ostensibly for performance-based reasons. I thought it was a terrible decision. Crowder thought it was a terrible decision, but you played the position in the NFL. What did you think of it?
What I hate about it the most is the fact that you really signed up for the decision for that sort of performance through three quarters when you made the switch. Like you basically said at that point, we're moving forward with Tua. Whether the timing is right or not, it doesn't matter. Like you made that decision. And so you need to stick with that decision because even though, you really desperately need that win, right, in order to try to keep your hat in the race potentially for the AFC East or a wild card spot, the reality is this is about this year and also next year in the future and seeing what you have in Tua and then these valuable reps to see if he can fight his way back. The thing I hated the most, and just having played the position, is when you play poorly but don't have the chance to fight your way back. Like any great quarterback, you've seen all these different moments where they struggled, they played poorly, but guess what? They've got that fourth quarter or a two-minute drive to make it all go away. And it stunk for me to watch that because I think that really it takes away from the opportunity to see what you have in Tua in those moments. I mean, take, for example, Drew Lock, the quarterback he was going up against. Drew Lock played awful the prior 2 weeks, before that game, for the majority of the game, and then put together huge fourth quarters to be able to come back and beat the Chargers. They almost beat – I forget who they played the week after that. But literally, they couldn't have any offense. But the fourth quarter, he got it together and mounted this almost miraculous comeback 2 weeks in a row. And it's like, well, John Elway has a better understanding of his quarterback being able to do that. Brian Flores making that decision. I'm a huge fan of his for the way he's handled everything. This is the first head scratching for me with Brian Flores and pulling him and then saying, no, he's our guy next week. Unless they're hiding a potential like injury or something he's dealing with that, they don't want to report or – they don't want to draw more attention to just because of his injury history. And if that's the case, maybe it's understandable to a degree. But that's the only thing that makes sense for me with that whole decision.
And Brady, a lot of people that just didn't like the decision because of it's the future. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, let him pull himself out of the hole he created, just like you're saying. Yeah. But what about the psyche part, Brady? Like is that a real thing when you get pulled from a game as a quarterback where now you're looking over your shoulder or you're negatively affected by the coach pulling you in the fourth quarter? Is that a real thing?
I think it matters only because now moving forward, like, he doesn't have the experience of whether or not he could or, bring them back or not. But the next time he plays poorly for a quarter or a half, he might be looking over his shoulder and playing tentative or playing hesitant because he doesn't know if he's going to get pulled again, And so it doesn't make as much sense to me. This isn't a relief pitcher. This isn't like baseball. This isn't hockey where Lundqvist has a bad first period or something, or Bobrovsky for the Panthers, where he has a bad first period. He's actually a great case, right? Like, he's had some bad first periods and pitched shutouts for the second and third period. But it's not like you're replacing him and saying, oh, well, he's having a bad night. We just got to move on to someone else. It's like, look, if Tua's your guy, then he's your guy. And I just – for the mental side of it, you know, I don't know if Tua will be impacted by it or not. I just think it doesn't help him in being able to prepare himself for that next time this comes. And instead, he might be wondering, like, are they going to take me out because I haven't played as well? Or are they going to take me out because they feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick gives us a better chance to win if we're down by 10 in the fourth quarter? I mean, that wasn't how they felt when he was out in Arizona, but I guess that's because they felt like he played a better game. I mean, it's just none of it makes sense to me.
Brady, did you ever get pulled prematurely in your mind?
Well, yeah, actually. So my second year, I broke my right index finger on Marcus Stroud's helmet on Monday Night Football. And at the time in the game, it was like 20 degrees. It was freezing out. And so I thought I'd like jammed it or something. I didn't think it was like broken and it shattered this bone at the tip of my finger. So I played through it. We end up getting the win that night. And then we go into the next week of practice, and it's still bothering me. My nails got blood all in it and stuff. The trainer is trying to drill through my nail to release the blood, but nothing was happening. So I go practice. I couldn't throw
hold
the ball.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want to I want to hear this story, but what?
Well, usually when you have blood underneath underneath your fingernail or something like that, you kind of try to release some of the pressure. Starts to build up over time. That usually helps.
Drill it?
Yeah.
You literally take like a hot needle and
you drill
through there.
Oh, the
worst part was there was no issue with the actual like finger in it. It was just broken. And so anyway, I try to go practice. I'm trying to change my grip, alter my grip, and like splint my fingers together and all this stuff. But the ball was coming out terrible because, you know, it didn't feel right. I couldn't really grip the ball. And so we end up getting x-rays. They figure out what the issue is. And they're like, hey, you might need surgery for this. I was like, well, let's just go play and I'll try to play through and figure it out. Well, so we get at halftime and they come to me and they go, hey, the ball doesn't look like it's coming out of your hand well. I was like, well, yeah, of course. You watched the entire week. Like, what do you mean? Like, we both know it needs surgery. And like, so now you're going to bench me? Like, what are you talking about?
What was the game situation? What was the score? What were you doing?
I mean, I had thrown a couple decent passes. I can't quite remember. We were probably down. I did throw one bad pick in that game. I'll never forget. They were running a blitz. And I still, to this day, I actually think they messed up the blitz, like looking back on film, because if I just would have worked the backside, the front side of the play, instead of trying to force the ball into Braylon, it would have been fine. I probably would have thrown a completion. No one would have known. But purely because of like one bad pick, it was like, well, that's it. Ball's not coming out of his hand well. I think I had like a 40 or 50 yard completion to Braylon too up the sidelines. But so after the game, they're like, well, no, yeah, you're still going to start next week and all this stuff. And I was like, well, am I? Should I get surgery? Like, what's the situation here? Because, you know, 30 minutes ago, you're saying I need surgery and I'm not good enough to play. And now you're saying I'm starting next week? Like, you figure it out. So
who was the head coach at that time?
It was Romeo Crennel and Phil Savage. And they were both in the room. And I think my quarterback coach, Rip Shearer, is in the room too. But I just remember I was ticked off because, like I said, they knew what they were dealing with. I knew what I was dealing with. I knew I needed surgery. And so we ended up coming to the conclusion that I'd just get the pins put in for 6 weeks, and they eventually pull them out after it's like pins put in, casted, immobilized, and you end up pulling the pins back out, you know, once the bone reforms and then hopefully the ligaments heal.
Oh, my God. Thank God I worked at Haagen-Dazs, didn't play professional sports. I mean, this just sounds brutal to me.
That's a fast path to diabetes, isn't it? I mean, if you're working at Haagen-Dazs, you're tempted with that. I don't know,
That's where I've been headed my entire life, man. I've been on that road my entire life. But in all honesty, the way Tua had to on Sunday, you have to play good soldier on no matter whatever decision they make, right? Because you're a young quarterback.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course.
Right. I mean, and we don't really know how Tua felt, but we can assume that even though he's good soldier after the game and talks about, you know, totally understand coach's decision or whatnot, he had to have been fuming, right? He's only down two scores.
Of course. Come on, man. We're talking about a quarterback in the NFL. Like, any player would be ticked off about that. Like, I don't care. Look, he's been in the spotlight forever, so he knows how to handle himself and not to make or draw more attention to it. But quarterbacks in particular, because there's only one guy who's got the job, they're as competitive as anyone. So, yeah, you better believe he's ticked off right now, and he wants his opportunity to go in there and showcase that he's everything, you know, people thought he was going to be, whether it's here in Miami or in the NFL. So I'm sure he's frustrated and upset.
And Brady, another thing on the field with Tua, you know, I want to see what you've seen out of him, but also, man, I got to ask you, like, that internal clock to get rid of the ball, because Tua did a good job the first couple weeks against Denver. He was just holding on the ball. He got sacked 6 times in 3 quarters. Can you teach a guy that? Does that have to be in you already? Like, that internal clock, what taught you that? What taught Brady that, Breeze that? Like, what tells you I have to get rid of the ball?
Honestly, your footwork. I mean, really, in most systems, your footwork is aligned with, you know, where you should be going with the football. So by the time you're whether it's the last step of your drop, by the time it hits the ground, you should know whether or not you're going to your first read. And then as you continue to kind of hitch, with each hitch, you should be working through each progression. So your feet and really your rhythm are always tied with where your eyes are moving, but also where you're going with your read. So you always should be kind of continually moving as you hitch each time in the pocket, as you hitch up, you should be moving on to your next progression every single time. And eventually, you know, once you feel pressure from a rusher, that's when you look to kind of take off, or you kind of feel space, feel daylight, or quickly look to your outlet. You know, Tua is the type of guy that I think it's hard because he does have the mobility to kind of move around and make a play with his feet. You know, for stiffer, you know, guys like me, like you'd say, okay, if there's something there, I'm going to take it, but I'm going to find my outlet as soon as possible, because I didn't have the ability or athleticism to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that was the frustrating part of watching him on Sunday, right? I mean, he doesn't look to do that. You didn't do that either, but at some point, you're kind of forced to.
Sure, but first off, let's give credit, by the way, to the Broncos. Like, we act like that team isn't a good football team. They've been crushed with injuries every single week. Go look through every single week you've watched them. That defense, I don't care who lines up for Vic Fangio, they have a great game plan. They're usually in tight football games, with a couple exceptions this year. They do as good of a job as anyone. I've got a weekly with Vic Fangio, so I'm always breaking down those Denver games, and I've got some buddies on the staff. They control the game. They'll run the football. They play good defense. Like, there's enough out there now, too, where I think they've got a bit of a book on Tua and Chan Gailey and how he likes to use them. So, you know, that's up now to Chan and to Tua and those guys to make the adjustments they need to in game, you know, once they start to kind of settle in as far as what a defense is trying to take away.
And Brady, on the way out, man, I got to ask you, I got to go back to college. Is my man Kyle Trask going to take that Heisman Trophy?
I think so. It'll be interesting this year because the timing of the vote. You know, if he has the type of performance I think he can have, because this Bama defense is much improved, but I don't think it's the same type of Bama defense we're accustomed to seeing. And so if he has as big of an SEC championship game, probably win or lose, I think statistically he'll have an argument. People don't realize this. He's actually on a faster pace than Joe Burrow in regards to touchdown passes and where he was last year through this many games. So it's pretty remarkable to just look at what he's done this year. And I don't know if they'll get Pitts back or not with everything he's dealing with
their
tight end.
He's playing this week, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so, because that dude, he might actually be the best overall player in college football, but he just, you know, he's a tight end, so he's not going to get that much love. But he'll be a top pick in next year's draft when he's out. So I think so. It's him or maybe Mac Jones or Najee Harris. It depends on, you know, how voters feel about, you know, having a running back that has, what, 16 total touchdowns this year and all that, and then looking at Mac Jones. He'll have the stats for it, but is he really the best player on their team, or is it Najee Harris and then kind of Devontae Smith and some of the other pieces?
Yeah.
Brady Quinn, we always appreciate your time, Brady. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll speak with you sometime after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you guys too. Enjoy it. And by the way, I heard the conversation about your Mount Rushmore of nuts. And so I'll just I think D's is right up there. So it's right up there.
We agreed with something. We didn't agree with anything at the beginning of the interview, but we agree on that one. See you, Brady.
We'll see you.
There you go, Brady Quinn. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.